Above the Horizon, welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
About 80% of the money that will be spent on the unmanned aircraft systems will be spent in the area of agriculture or be saved in area. There's 10 times more applications in agriculture than there is in any of the other applications is what they're predicting.
The usage and outlook for the ag industry to utilize the growing technology associated with unmanned aircraft vehicles is staggering. Dr. Kevin Price of Kansas State University has been researching UAVs for years, and he feels it's technology that's going to make a big impact for farmers.
They're predicting that it'll be close to a $100 billion industry by the year 2025. And as I've said, about 80% of that economic growth will be in the use in agriculture.
Now, these aren't your children's toy helicopters. They come much more advanced, and while the learning curve is steep, along with the price, with the right camera and software, it's easy to see, literally, how they can help farmers, especially those raising row crop.
Once they get the imagery, they just start looking at it and saying, there's a bad spot in my field. I need to go figure out what's going on there. So you can use it, even a low-level processing, just as a crop scouting tool to start determining where there might be a problem.
Dr. Price says besides crop health, these unmanned aircraft vehicles can be utilized in any number of advantages to agriculture, such as checking on cattle or even forest health. And he thinks while some farmers will invest in the technology directly, he feels many farmers will, for the most part, hire the job out. And where does he see this industry in the next 5 years?
It's so rapid, it's hard for me to predict, but I think it's going to blow your socks off you where it's going to be. There's no question this technology is going to move forward, and it's moving fast. And FAA is scrambling to try to get some regulations up so that it doesn't become kind of the Wild West and people just doing a lot of crazy things with it, too.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.